When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast from The Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting. I forgot to thank Evan Thomas, for the love of
Evan
God.
Evan Thomas, yeah.
He gets us up and running thank and motivated you. And twitching every day. And thanks for calling and texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this snowy Thursday, November 21st.
Yeah. You light a fire and stay home. Light your house on fire.
I'm just going to make sure it's in the fireplace.
Yes. No, you would warm up. It seems, look out the window. As I like to do, it seems nasty. And thank you to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I thought your best managerial job was that time with the White Sox when you sent out the letter thanking the fans and you autographed the thing at the bottom. That was by far your best managerial job. How you didn't win Manager of the Year that year, I still haven't figured it out. But, you know, you tried for 5 minutes or so when you sent the letter out. It's fine. But
tell people to Google it if they don't
know. Yeah, if you don't know the story, Google it. The White Sox sent out a letter that was signed by it's crazy. Anyway.
I never got paid for that, by the way, either. I never got paid for that, so I don't know if I was an official employee at that time.
That's the AJs having a laugh about one of the worst moments in Sox history. And thank you to Brandon Fryer for his great work.
The Bulls are not going to return to relevance. They are not. Not anytime soon.
I believe that's Richard Jefferson.
Yikes.
And he knows things.
He does.
And we've got Marshall Harris here.
Happy snow day, everyone.
And he knows things. Mm. And we've got Dan. Dan Bernstein.
Hey, guys. Sorry. Can you give me one tiny second?
Who is our caller?
A caller wanted you to put you on hold?
If we took it, we just chatted for a second until he jumped back on. It was
That's very cordial of you.
I thought it was fun.
I disagree that that's one of the worst moments in White Sox history. Because if you think about it, that was indicative of them about to do the right thing.
What are you talking? They hired
I know, but the moment the La Russa hire was, but the putting out that letter signed by AJ Hinch. Like, wait a second, that means they were close. That Rick Hahn had AJ Hinch. That it was all set to go before he got stepped on by Reinsdorf. It was. An indication they were about to do a really good, correct, right thing.
Hmm. But that was the beginning of the end because they didn't do a correct.
But
right
exactly. Thing. But that's only because it was so close, is what I'm saying. The moment that they got AJ Hinch's signature on something wasn't bad.
It's kind of like though getting set up for a game-winning field goal and getting it blocked.
Ah,
it didn't
man.
Happen.
It's Thursday.
Wasn't that a great drive by Caleb Williams? Until it was the field goal was
Richard
blocked.
Hightower day.
So I am pleading. I am pleading with the Chicago Bears. I know football teams are organizations of habit, and habits can be good, but if you have a bad habit, you should break it. And this is almost don't want to say it because when I say it, it's going to make it sound like we're losers if that's the attitude we have. But maybe you move the coordinators to say Monday or Wednesday, because you want to turn the page. But when you run your coordinators out there on a Thursday with the way things have been going, that's why I say I almost don't want to say it, because it's, are you saying we're going to lose every game going forward? I don't know, but I just know when it's Thursday and we're still talking about what happened last week, it's not been good for the Bears.
Make everybody available all the time.
Wow, that's
your answer.
What's all the time?
I don't think that's a bad answer.
The good old days.
Make everybody available all the time. Right. After practice, go talk to people. Let reporters do their jobs.
You won't have days after days after days. People won't abuse it.
Right.
No, you're right. Once they hear from their to show up on certain
this
days.
This has hurt teams more than it's helped.
No doubt about it.
I totally agree.
No doubt about it.
So that's just my suggestion to the Chicago Bears. Yeah, move the coordinators up to Monday.
Try to regulate it. It made it worse.
Yeah. I agree 100%. You extend negative stories. and you lose control of narratives when maybe there's a simple answer that you can get after a game that's going to change things. Why this? Why not this? Who said this? And that's what we used to do. That's why you would have, Mully would have four different micro cassette recorders, and he's running over here and talking to this guy, talking to that guy.
I was known for the Iron Cross
with two people talking, and you're interviewing both of them at the same time.
Three cell phones for, well.
Well, we don't talk about that.
Right. I mean, those are the burners. Yeah. But it just, yeah.
Don't bring up the B and Dub fund, please.
I just think more availability and more accountability is good for everybody.
I would settle for more ability.
That helps. That too.
I would settle for more ability because, man, it's been rough. But I'm sticking with what I said, Bears over the Vikings. I'm sticking with
it. I like it.
Well, you better. We got to bet on it.
Yep.
Wait, when did you say that?
I said that, was that Monday or Tuesday?
Okay, that's what I thought. But you're sticking with that?
Sticking with the Bears
after
over the
everything
Vikings?
That you've heard and seen unfold this week?
Yeah.
You're going to stay with the Bears?
I'm staying with the Bears.
Wow, you are a loyal to your opinion guy.
Well, it's also, I think he's betting on the annual weirdness of the NFL. There's always at least one game. You're like, how the hell did they win that one?
And like I said, I'm really betting against Matt Eberflus's displayed ineptness at coaching. That's really what I'm betting against, because if I look at the talent on the roster, they should be better than 4-6. Mm-hmm. And Matt Eberflus, you could argue, is the reason why they are 4-6.
It's like when people get married for the second time. It's the power of hope over experience.
And also the hope that you pick the right one this time as opposed to the wrong one last time.
Mm-hmm.
And that you've also gotten better at being a husband.
You're not the problem.
Wife.
Well, I'll tell you this. I will predict. I'll say it like I mean it. I predict Matt Eberflus will never have another NFL head coaching job.
I think that's an easy prediction to make.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm with that.
If you're really talking about a second marriage.
Because he's going to be here so long?
Wanted to float that by you guys since I have you here. I talked to the afternoon team about this, Spiegel and Holmes. Is it the reason he bet? Can you say the reason he's back now is that now we know there was a fifth year and they were never going to pay 2 years of his salary as a head coach?
No.
That's not even a factor?
Are you saying last year he kept the job because there was
two years left?
Bears inertia.
Yeah, I don't think it was that. I don't think it was financially motivated.
No, not
so
that.
Then the decision after this season won't be financially motivated either. Okay, then he's gone.
Yes. Okay, I think the idea, again, people have really strong ingrained opinions about the McCaskies and the perception that the Bears are a cheap franchise. And you can certainly find examples to support that over the years. They're harder to find recently. So I say that only because you're asking, and I don't think money will be any object when they're deciding to change coaches, maybe general managers. They're going to make football decisions, I think, that are unrelated to how much money they're left paying these guys.
Look at the budget they gave Kevin Warren.
Exactly.
I mean, look at how we don't have access to that. Those aren't public numbers, but the number of senior vice presidents he's hired.
These people all make
$750,000 a year.
And if you talk to people who work there quietly or used to work there quietly, you find out that he is paying them salaries to come to Chicago to work for the Bears that are very competitive and very attractive.
David,
and everyone who works there gets the NFL. That's really good. Your benefits from the NFL are
good place to work.
I will say this. You talked about kind of a biased opinion about the McCaskies from time and time and time.
Tradition.
I don't have any of that. Yeah. I'm just coming in, and I'm that's why I asked the question.
Yeah,
because I want to know how everybody else feels.
I don't think money will be an object.
Okay.
Yeah. No, fair. And it shouldn't be. So I don't think it will.
It's too facile to just say, oh, well, they're cheap. Because it's even, you could understand it if that were an explanation, but they're dumb. They're just bad.
They just
at
cut
it.
A guy that guaranteed $20 million.
Yeah, but it isn't. It's one thing to say, they don't want to spend the money. I mean, you can watch the Cubs not want to spend money. You can see when teams don't want to spend money. But the Bears, it's even a greater indictment.
It is. I wish that they were just cheap.
That's what I mean. That would explain
would be a
so
better
much
explanation.
More.
But as far as the Cubs are concerned, the Cubs spend a lot of money.
They're still in the top.
They just
not on players.
They don't spend as much as you want them to.
But they don't spend as much on players.
But they have a fairly high payroll now, Dan. They have the richest payroll in their division, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
But so I'm just saying, it's unfair to kind of cast this. They don't spend as much as you want them to. I understand that.
No, not to win games. That's my issue with their spending is there's no secret what you can do to make your team more likely to win baseball games, and they're instead asking players to overperform, which is right. Criminal.
So that just means they need better players in their farm system, based on what you're saying?
That's part of it. The better development, more get good players when good players are available.
Sign Juan Soto.
Yes, sign Juan Soto. Yeah. He's an 8-win player.
I totally understand that.
I'm with it. And they're not, but I'm with it.
They're not.
Who is it? Michael Kay, I believe, said that Juan Soto is looking for the
highest offer only,
and he would go to the White Sox if that's where the highest.
Great. Offer was. Yes. Good. That's what free. And I think you've always said this about everybody talking about all these ancillary paths to free agency magic. Cut the check. Mm-hmm. Players, people want money. Money's great.
How did that check go for the Dodgers? How'd that work out for them?
They won.
They're making money on that deal.
That's a great deal. The Ohtani effect exceeded their projections. Yes.
They're making money on that deal.
Yeah.
That's what you can do with a really good investment in something really valuable.
Now they're going to try to fill their outfield void by talking to Juan Soto. Yep.
And they have all sorts of investment coming from Japan. I mean, yes. they have made a fortune. That would have been a really good thing to do here. Really.
Yeah, was never.
But instead, they're investing in real estate, which is safer. There's less risk, less volatility. Real estate can't get hurt.
That's a good point.
That's basically Hickory Street Partners.
I don't think you've seen my house.
Buy buildings and no, but the value of the land, unless they find like a an ancient burial ground underneath.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting
right? on. Today we are going to talk Bears. I've come to a conclusion that if they're going to lose, there's a way that I want them to lose. We're going to bring back what Patrick Manley said, some really pointed comments about coaching malpractice at the end of the last game. Some thoughts on whatever this Bulls thing is. Ben Lieber, remember that name? Ben Lieber, the former linebacker for the Vikings, yeah. And he's doing radio there now. He's going to join us at 11. Paul Charchian will get your fantasy football stuff all set up at 11:25, high noon thereafter. Matt Bowen at noon, and we'll hear from the Bears coordinators today.
Have a great show.
All right, guys, have a great one.